Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want to share with you a message called Master of Breakthroughs. Do you need a breakthrough in your life today? Well, God is that master of breakthroughs. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, starting at verse 17, we find this fascinating story about King David. And it says in verse 17, when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek out David, and when David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines came and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. Then David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand." So David came to Baal Perazim and defeated them there, and he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like the breakthrough of waters." Therefore he named that place Baal Perazim, and that word means the Lord of breaking through, or you could say the Lord of breakthroughs. You know, Jesus is our Lord of breakthroughs. No matter what you're facing in life today, God is able to give you a breakthrough. And if you're a born-again Christian and you have Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God residing inside of your spirit, know that it is His will for your life to give you breakthroughs in every area that you may be facing today. Whether it's a marriage situation, whether it's a problem with children, a problem on your job, or discord that you're experiencing in your extended family, or perhaps you're in a financial or health crisis, God wants to give you a breakthrough. And we can learn much from this passage of Scripture. So let's study it together on the Lord of breakthroughs. In the 17th verse of 2 Samuel, we see that these words, when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek out David. It's interesting. When a person seeks to do the will of God and begins to step out into the will of God, oftentimes the enemy, as we see here, will hear of it and seek you out. That's exactly what happened to David. He'd been anointed by God through the prophet Samuel and called to be the leader of the kingdom of Israel. And even though he's stepping into the perfect will of God, immediately comes the enemy and he seeks out David. And we can sometimes wonder, question, did I do the right thing when I'm suddenly facing resistance or trouble? When you stepped out into a place where you felt like you were doing God's will, understand that the enemy is not a fan of you doing God's will. Quite the contrary. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. And he will literally seek you out to try to bring destruction into your life when you have begun to step into the perfect will of God. So don't be surprised by it. But know that God is with you and He will bring you the victory if you'll stay close to Him, listen to Him, and be obedient to His word. It's interesting that it also says in verse 17 that David heard of it. In other words, he heard of the enemy's strategy. He was informed. He wasn't ignorant to the fact that the enemy, the Philistines, were coming after him. If you stay in close connection with God, if your relationship with the Lord is an ongoing, close relationship, the Lord will give you insight and warning when the enemy is trying to attack. So be of good cheer. You'll get informed of the enemy's strategy by the Lord as you stay close to His heart and hear His direction. The third thing that we see that's very important to note is in verse 19. When this all began to happen and the enemy began to come against David, it says in verse 19 that David inquired of the Lord, and he asked the Lord, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hands?" David, King David, never lost a battle, and the reason can be traced to this very quality that we see demonstrated in verse 19. David always inquired of the Lord. He asked God for direction. He did not just launch out, look at his great military presence that he had and his military might of his men or of their weapons and say, "We can handle this," and just charge out and try to take care of the enemy. No, instead, he always inquired of the Lord. This is an attribute to David's credit that always resulted in him receiving instruction from God that was vital to his victory. It's vital for us as Christians to always inquire of the Lord, to seek out God's word and His counsel regarding whatever you may be facing today. Do not try to take matters into your own hands. Even if you think you know how to handle this or you feel like you can handle it, do not fall into that trap, because that is a deception. God always wants us in a place of dependence upon Him and to have a humble heart where we don't have an attitude where we know just how to handle this matter. He wants us to have a heart of humility, because God turns Himself and His favor toward the humble, but He resists the proud. And we never want to be in a position where God's resisting us because we proudly felt like we could take care of a certain matter or difficulty that we were having. Regardless of whatever you're facing today, even if you think you know in your own mind how to deal with it, take time out and seek God. If you're having a marriage problem, seek the Lord's face. Ask God, "What is wisdom? How shall I proceed? What shall I do in this matter? How can I see victory and have the situation turned around?" If you're having problems with your children, do not just pick up every child discipline book that you can find. Instead, go to the Lord and seek His counsel and His wisdom. The Lord promised that the person who lacked wisdom but asked of God would be given wisdom liberally or generously, we find in the book of James. If you are finding yourself in a situation that desperately needs a breakthrough, you need to seek out God's counsel, His wisdom. Ask Him. He promised that He would give it to you if you asked. Don't try to deal with it in your own strength or in the strength of your own abilities or intellect. God wants you to be like King David and seek Him. Seek after Him. Ask Him, "What's your word? You know everything, God. You see the whole picture. I only see one fraction of it. You have all wisdom. I have small wisdom." Tell the Lord, "I need you, Lord. I need your wisdom and counsel." And ask God to direct you very specifically, regardless of whether it's a financial or a business crisis you're in, or it's a marriage or family issue. God has the perfect wisdom. He will not give you direction that will prove faulty. It will be the perfect solution and bring about the very scenario and victory that you desire. Be like King David and seek out the Lord. That was one of David's success secrets, and he always sought the Lord and had victory in every battle. The next thing that we find happening is that God answered David. He gave him the answer to his question, and he answered him and said, "Go up." So he gave him very specific instructions. And you know, it's interesting. When we seek out God's counsel, we might find the answer to be surprising. When Joshua sought out God's counsel when they suddenly were defeated by a very small army from the city of Ai just after having had a magnificent victory over Jericho, the answer that came when Joshua sought the face of God was surprising to Joshua. God told him, the problem is there's sin in the camp. Sometimes God's answer to us when we seek Him may surprise us, but we need to listen for His direction because He knows what the key is that will turn the situation from defeat to victory. And Joshua got his answer. He said, there's sin in the camp, and Israel cannot stand before its enemies because of this sin. And so Joshua found out what he needed to do in order to turn that defeat into victory. Maybe God's going to answer you and say, the reason you're having this problem, this trouble, is because there's sin in your life, and you didn't recognize it as sin or recognize it as disobedience to the Lord. Secondly, God may answer you and say, this is resistance from the enemy of your soul, and you need to battle it in the spirit, not in the flesh, and use the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and apply it to the situation. The answer may vary depending on your particular circumstance. Thirdly, you may get an answer from God that says, the reason you're struggling so much is because you're in the wrong place, or your timing is not quite correct. Wait on the Lord. And so God will give you an answer according to your circumstance, and then He will tell you what to do, just as He did here to David when he said, go up, I will give the Philistines into your hand. In the next part of chapter 5 here in 2 Samuel, God gave David different directions completely. A few paragraphs down or a few verses down in this chapter, we find David again inquiring of the Lord when the Philistines came at him in a different battle. And the Lord answered him and gave him very odd instructions. He says, or opposite of the last instructions. The Lord said, you shall not go directly up, which is what he had had David do before. Circle around behind them and come at them in front of the balsam trees. And it shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then you shall act promptly, for then the Lord will have gone out before you to strike the army of the Philistines. Then David did so, just as the Lord had commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines. This is an excellent point that we see here in this chapter, that we cannot assume that God will give us the same directions or the same exact way of doing things. Again, that's why it's vital to inquire of the Lord every time you are struggling, every time you need a breakthrough, every time defeat seems to be staring you in the face, that you don't say, oh, well, the last time this happened, God had us do this, and you immediately assume and go and repeat a prior set of directions from the Lord. Don't do that, because you could end up in disaster and not victory. If David had done that, he would have been defeated by the Philistines in this second battle. But instead, because he inquired of the Lord again regarding the Philistines, and he didn't assume God would do things the same way as he did last time, God gave him different directions and had a separate strategy for this battle and gave him the victory a different way. God wants us always depending upon Him for our directions. So don't assume anything with God. God is got something new every morning. He's new and fresh, and He always has an idea perhaps we have never considered before. He is a good God, but we need to inquire of Him because His methods change, though the victory is always the Lord's. The next thing that we can observe from 2 Samuel chapter 5 is that in verse 20, we see that David obeyed the Lord. Instead of fearing what God had said to him in verse 19, where God said, go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand, David could have said, uh-oh, they've got more people than we do, and I'm not so sure about this, and resisted the direction or commandment of the Lord and tried to assess the situation with his natural mind, which is a common error that Christians make when God gives them directions that seem to be contrary to what would be naturally logical. It's vital for you to have obedience, for you to obtain victory. David obeyed God precisely, and because he did so, he got the breakthrough from the Lord. So obedience is always required. If you're going to get breakthrough in your situation, you need to be obedient to the Lord, very specifically to the exact timing of God, and do exactly what he would have you to do. And we see at the end of this verse that the result of David's obedience was that David defeated them there because God broke through for him. And that's why David named that place Lord of the Breakthrough, or Master of Breakthroughs. The Lord God, our God, wants to be the master of your breakthroughs. What breakthrough do you need today? Let the Lord be the master of your breakthroughs, but it'll require you seeking the Lord, hearing God's direction or correction, and then being obedient to the Lord so that he can go before you and be a breakthrough God for you. One of the mistakes that we can observe in the Old Testament that was made often by the Israelites was that though God would defeat their enemies or provide for them or take care of them in some supernatural way, over and over again we see historically that they would forget the last battle that God won for them, or the last provision that God miraculously supplied. And we see in the Psalms that this is told about Israel, that they forgot what God had done for them. They didn't remember the great things God had done. They didn't keep it close to their heart. And it's important for you and for I to have victory that we need to always recall God's past interventions in our lives, God's past breakthroughs, God's past victories he's won for us, and to recount them, to remember them, to recite them to our own heart. Because oftentimes when we're facing a crisis or what looks like imminent defeat in our lives, we can't remember one thing God ever did for us, and we just feel like we're in the most desperate of situations. And yet that is the very time to take a hold of yourself and say, God, help me to remember all the past victories you've wrought in my life. And then begin to recount with your own mouth and with your own heart the various things God has done. God provided for me then. Oh, I remember when God turned that situation around. I remember when I prayed and it looked hopeless and God sent that answer. And remember the past victories. God delivered me from that situation. He got me a job when it didn't seem like there was any job to be had. And begin to remember the amazing things God has done, the interventions God's done in your life in the past. This is a very important principle for Christian living, that we keep a remembrance of the good and great things God's done and maintain a thankful heart for those things. And then when you face a situation that looks impossible, you can say, God, I remember what you did for me. I recall how you delivered me. I remember how you intervened in that situation. I remember how you provided miraculously. And so I know that you can do it again. And I'm asking you to be the Lord of my breakthrough in this situation. This is an important principle to learn and to practice. The psalmist writes in Psalm 91, verse 2, that one of the secrets for having the protection of God that is promised, this beautiful psalm of protection of Psalm 91, is that the psalmist said, this is how he operated, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. I encourage you today, apply that same principle and say, I will say of the Lord, he is the master of my breakthroughs. You know, remember, breakthrough is tied to obedience to God. God's the master of the breakthrough, so you must obey the master. Most people stumble when God gives them instructions that don't make sense to their natural minds. For instance, if you're facing a financial situation that desperately needs a breakthrough, and the Lord gives you the word, give, and it will be given unto you, out of Luke 6, verse 38, that's not the kind of word that is easy for a person who feels financially pinched to take hold of and to pursue with all their heart, when what they need is more money and their natural mind says it doesn't make any sense to give anything away. You need people to give you money. But God's ways are above our ways, and His ways are true and they can be counted on. And God wants you not to assess His instructions to you, His commands to you, His word to you from the Word of God with your natural mind. Because your natural mind will always argue with the things of the Spirit. And the things of the Spirit will bring forth life. But the things of the natural or physical world will bring forth corruption. We need to be committed that no matter what God instructs us, we will do exactly what God says. And then, through that obedience, God can operate on your behalf. Don't allow your natural mind to talk you out of the instructions God has given to you. In Proverbs 11:24, it says, "There is one who scatters, yet increases more and more." That principle in financial realm seems to be totally the opposite of the world's way of doing things. The world says, hoard up finances so that you can be safe. God says, give away finances so I can pour out a blessing to you, more than you can contain. It's important that we obey God's word no matter how much it offends our natural mind. God wants you to be one who can receive every breakthrough that He has for you. And the word says that God has given us everything we need for life and godliness, and they are in the precious promises of the Word of God. However, just knowing about the promises will never get those promises into your hands. The very important key for you is to obey the Word of God, to be a doer of the Word, and through doing the Word of God, you'll release the power of God to come onto the scene for you and to break through in your marriage, to break through in your finances, to break through in your health crisis, to break through with your wayward children. God's Word never returns void. Take a hold of it today. God wants to be the master of your breakthrough. But like King David, we need to seek His word, hear His word, and then obey His word. And then God will break through on your behalf. That's all the time that we have for today. But I want to encourage you. God is the Lord of the breakthrough, and He will break through for you. Lean on Him today. Seek His word. Seek His will. Ask God for specific instructions for your situation, and then when He gives them to you, believe Him and do them, and you'll have the victory in your hands. This is Rita Langland from Hidden with Christ Ministries, encouraging you to remember that there is no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it. There's no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it. And there's no life that is so far gone that God cannot turn it around. God loves you and wants to break through in your situation today. That's all the time we have, but I want to encourage you, if you'd like further encouraging words and messages on these subjects, be sure to write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, and we'll be happy to send you a tape catalog, or look us up on the World Wide Web at www.hiddenwithchrist.com and look at our tape catalog. And we have many messages that will be an encouragement to your spirit. And so I just want to say God bless you today. Seek the Lord. His word is true, and it will bring a breakthrough for you. God bless you. This is Rita Langland. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.